We've heard a lot about the headline events at the UN this week, but that's not what caught the attention of the world's Sonia Narang. She's at the United Nations this week as a press fellow sponsored by the UN Foundation. And what Sonia says she'll remember most are the less formal breakout sessions on the sidelines of the General Assembly.
They've been talking about things like innovations in technology and how mobile technology, cell phones, ultrasounds can help women in rural areas. So I was at a panel yesterday that Muhammad Yunus, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, was a keynote speaker at. And he talked about how some of these technologies are going to help rural women in his native Bangladesh and other countries.
There's so much protocol in the main assembly hall, and the presidents are announced, and then they have to be escorted up to the podium where they make their speeches. Is it just more relaxed once you get out of that hall?
Yeah, well, it is a lot more relaxed. You know, once you get out of that echo chamber, people tend to let their hair down. Things are a lot less formal. People are drinking wine and networking. And, you know, I think the diplomacy happens after hours, you know, after 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, when they're toasting one another and singing. That's when a lot of these little connections are actually happening backstage.
Wait a minute, toasting each other and singing? It sounds like a big party.
It is. And, you know, I didn't even know they had these kind of parties at the United Nations. You know, it seems like such an official building where diplomacy and high-level meetings take place. But yesterday, after this panel with Muhammad Yunus and Paul Gagame ended, we went upstairs and the South African delegation was hosting a party, and South Africa's president, Jacob Zuma, was there, and he toasted not only his delegation and the leaders from his country, but also the leaders of other African countries. So he actually sang "He's a Jolly Good Fellow" as he toasted some of the important leaders. It was interesting just to see everyone be a lot less formal than they were inside those chambers.
And then, on top of all this, you're walking down the hallway and somebody says, "Step into this room," and suddenly there you are watching Senegalese singer Youssou N'Dour perform.
Yes, I was walking through the hallways of the United Nations, and I hear music coming from a room, and I walk inside, and there is Youssou N'Dour in the flesh right 2 feet in front of me. So to come out of these sessions where they're talking about things like child mortality, women dying in childbirth, but then to go into this after party with this amazing legendary Senegalese musician talking about the future of Africa was quite a hopeful note.
Then when you leave the building, you can't kind of escape the international scene of the General Assembly. You saw Woody Allen playing with his band at the Carlyle Hotel, and the international crowd was still with you.
You know, I walk into the Carlyle, which is a really nice luxury hotel, and walk into this back room where Woody Allen plays on Monday nights, and the crowd is packed with people from around the world. And I ended up chatting with a couple of young tourists from Japan. They'd come from Tokyo, very excited to see Woody Allen, literally 20 feet away from them. And Woody Allen is a cult classic figure in Japan. It was a really great vibe in there. People from Greece, Argentina, and the UK. And the guy who escorted me out was a very nice doorman from Montenegro.
It is the United Nations of New York during General Assembly Week. Sonia, enjoy the rest of your time. Don't have too much fun, but make sure you tell us all about it if you do.
I will. Thanks, Marco.
Get a taste of Sonia's adventure behind the scenes this week at the UN. We've got a slideshow at PRI.org. Yes, you heard me right. The world's new digital home is PRI.org. And be sure to follow Sonia's consistently awesome Instagram feed. She's at Sonia Narang. That's spelled S-O-N-I-A-N-A-R-A-N-G.